Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, got a group therapy for you. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
Been having problems with two coworkers I see every day.
Mm-hmm.
These two coworkers are in an on and off relationship. We used to be close, talking every day, but over time they started avoiding me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. But then I started hearing them gossiping about me behind my back with an earshot and discussing every little thing I do.
Mm.
They talk for over an hour some days when they're supposed to be working,
mm.
which wouldn't bother me if I wasn't often the person to have to pick up their slack. The gossiping is whatever, but it really bothers me that they sit around chatting instead of working and their work gets pushed on to me, and their talking often distracts me from my own work. Now, I don't want to come off as a tattletale as we're in a small department, and they would likely know it's coming from me if I reported them, but yeah. I don't know how much longer I can ignore it. And just a side note, my company has employees all over the country, so there isn't really an HR per se that I can go to. They tell us to just figure it out between ourselves if there's a conflict.
Oh, jeez.
My question is, would you report their behavior or just ignore it and do your own job?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I mean, I feel like she has been waiting and waiting and waiting for it to get better, and it just doesn't. So I think she needs to talk to him. Like,
yeah.
Talk to them. I think she needs to talk to them and just say.
I know, but how do you start that conversation? And then how do you, if they're already gossiping about her, I mean, that's not going to help that. That's going to amp it up.
Yeah, it's going to
several notches.
Throw fuel on the fire, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you could approach them with, hey, I and maybe not with the whole I hear you gossiping about me, but something else where it's like, hey, I overhear you guys talking and it's distracting, et cetera, or whatever. And, you know, not necessarily mentioning the gossiping because I'm sure they would be able to figure that out. You know, if you said you can hear them and what they're saying. I don't know. That does seem very like tattletale like, but
well,
how
yes.
else are you going to get your point across?
It's a really tough situation because unless you say something, it's probably going to continue. But then if she says something, it's probably going to get worse. Like as far as being able to work next to them in a small department,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to make the relationship between them, which is already strained from what it sounds like, even worse.
Well, and they're like a little buddy-buddy system because they're
exactly.
in a relationship on and on again, off again,
right.
et cetera. Whatever.
They're allies, and then you're the outsider.
Uh-huh.
And this makes it worse.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take, especially if you've been in a situation like this. How did you handle it? What was the repercussion? What ended up happening? Because that could probably help Abby in the way she approaches this. All right.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like that she can just go sit somewhere else. It doesn't sound like she can like transfer to another department or just, you know, remove herself from the general area of being near it. Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take and your stories coming up next. Coworkers! Some of them can be great. Others, like our listener Abby, can cause anxiety because they're not getting their work done. They're gossiping about you and they're just making the work environment unpleasant. So what you
do? Yeah. So Amanda says, just be straight up. Say, not to be rude or interrupt, but can you guys talk a little quieter? I'm trying mm-hmm. to work. You guys are kind of distracting. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and we kind of suggested that, and we were almost thinking, okay, maybe that's going to make it worse. But I feel like she's got to say something.
Well,
she's
yeah, because say there's something. No HR department, and they've just said, work out your own conflicts.
Right. Jasmine says, tell Abby to start being professionally petty. They don't finish a job, point it out that you took it up. There are a million little ways to make it super uncomfortable for them. She signs it Jasmine Professional Petty Life Coach.
I mean, that's one way to do it because she has mentioned that when they don't get their work done, she ends up finishing it and taking up the slack. So maybe she stops doing that, first of all, and also points out when she's doing it.
Hey, Renee, you've been in this situation?
I have been in her situation. And I reported it, didn't do any good. It actually got worse. So I went above the next person. That still got worse. I got to the point where my anxiety was so bad that I was throwing up and crying before I went into work.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's not good. So did you end up just like quitting your job?
Yes, I ended up quitting because it got so bad that I couldn't take it anymore.
So are you suggesting, Renee, that Abby's only for sure way to make sure it stops is to find another job?
If she has nobody to report it to, if she can't transfer somewhere else, then yes.
I agree, because it doesn't sound like if they're sitting around gossiping for like an hour on the job, they're not going to take kindly to her saying something like, hey, can you guys get back to work? They're just going to, that's going to amp it up. They're going to talk even more about her. She's going to be like the office Karen, whatever. And I think, yeah, that is sad to say. And I don't know what she does for a living. So, or how many jobs there are, if it would be easy for her to go get another job somewhere else, but man.
Here's another take. And Renee, tell me if you agree with this, because she was saying that a lot of their work that doesn't get done gets passed on to her. What if she just doesn't do the work and lets them fail?
No, it'll come back on her. Don't make it look like that she's not doing her job.
Yeah, I still think there's a way that you can say, well, it's literally these people's job and they're not doing it and I'm done covering for them or whatever.
Well, I wish her luck.
All right. Well, thank you, Renee. Appreciate that.
Lisa's in HR. She says, I can say I've attempted to handle situations like this. I get a complaint, talk to all the parties involved. Everything seems well again. Then I find out the employee being told on went and told everyone why they got called into HR. Lo and behold, the very people who told on said employee told them not to worry about it. So I've adopted, if you're not willing to help yourself policy, basically don't tattle on anyone if you're not willing to stand up for yourself. HR is just a fancy name for daycare manager. People lose their dang minds in the workplace.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is very high schoolish. It can be
way.
Yeah. And so I don't know. But then again, are you not supposed to address issues like this?
Yeah, I feel like you have to. Stephanie says use noise canceling headphones. Just wear those. I mean, that would be a way to avoid it. But
yeah, that is true.
And then
that might be the easiest way if you want to try to avoid confrontation and making it worse.
Then Sandy says, didn't Abby want to be anonymous?
Well, yes, but we're that's our fake name.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say we have made that mistake before, but
yes.
we wouldn't have been so blatant this entire time.
No, Abby is not a real name.
Right. Okay. So, well, I guess I think we need some sort of confrontation. I think Abby needs to say something. And as Lisa, our HR rep who chimed in, suggested, you know, stand up for yourself.
Or, you know what? I do like the idea of the noise canceling headphones and then not doing their job.
That's
like if they're not getting it done, don't you do it for them.
I know.
You just do you, your noise canceling headphones. You just come in, do your thing. Get out. And then if, you know, somebody starts noticing things are not getting done, you know,
if you're like, not going to freaking Frack over there.
To you. Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.